With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Private members motion number 3, limiting social media for children under the age of 16, has failed.
It was a big no on a private member's motion to limit social media for children under the age of 16 in the first ever summer youth parliament on Thursday.
As a 15-year-old, I experienced the realities of social media firsthand. I do not need to imagine how young people use it. I live it every day.
But has it occurred to you, MPs, that maybe all social media has been doing is educating our youth on their mental health?
I think about my friends, my future children and grandchildren who will live with the consequences of the motion and the decisions made today.
The motion passed in the official parliament back in March, and chair of the Standing Committee for Youth Parliament, Kenneth Bryan, stressed the historic importance of Thursday's youth parliament as their debates will be considered by government if the proposed social media ban were to move forward.
Before this goes to the formal bill stage, we are placing this exact motion directly in the hands of the most significant stakeholders in the country, our youth. This is a true exercise of public consultation.
Official MPs voted overwhelmingly in support of a social media ban for under 16s when they considered the private member's motion in the House back in March. The ban, if implemented by government, will limit access to large-scale algorithm-driven, user-to-user platforms like TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, X, Facebook Threads, and similar services. You can rewatch the full youth parliament debate on the CIG TV YouTube channel. An additional $1.2 million is approved for this year's domestic and aerodrome fire services budget. Home Affairs Minister, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta.
In February of this year, the portfolio of the civil service did a reevaluation of the job descriptions for the firefighters, pump engineers, and sub-officers of the Cayman Islands Fire Service. During that review, which was in the information was probably already widely speculated, is that members of the fire service have been historically paid less than other branches of the uniformed services.
He says this extra $1.2 million supports a salary uplift for 146 fire service staff, all Caymanian.
Finally, brings equity across all uniformed services.
The total budget for the fire service this year is now $21.2 million. And you can get your mango fix as the National Museum hosts its annual Mango Fest on the waterfront, with things kicking off tonight.
We expanded this year. We actually have 2 days. Well, we have an evening Mango Fest launch. That's going to be at Hotel Indigo, and we're thankful for their partnership. And then we're going to have the market itself is going to be on a Saturday.
National Museum's Brian Wattler Jr. tells Radio Cayman tomorrow's event starts at 5 p.m. and is totally free, so you're encouraged to bring your friends and family for an evening filled with local vendors, mango-infused desserts and cocktails, competitions, live music, traditional crafts, and activities for all ages.
We have the cowboy rides in the harbor, and then we have 4 to 7 vendors this year. We have a street dedicated to just food and beverage vendors, and they're going to be selling everything with mango ingredients in it. So from mango ice cream, mango tarts, mango jerk seasoning, you name it, everything mango. That'll be on Gordon Avenue, our food and beverage vendors. And then on Seafarers Way, we have all our artisans, our arts and craft. And they do have mangoes incorporated in their products as well.
The cowboat rides and mango dessert demo will run from 5 to 6, the mango cocktail demo from 6 to 7, and the mango peeling and eating competition at 7 o'clock. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with David Harper. The UN's human rights chief has warned that a catastrophe is unfolding in Sudan's North Kordofan state amid the ongoing civil war. He said civilians had spent months under siege-like conditions and had been subjected to executions, torture and rape by paramilitary forces. Iran's president has paid his respects to the country's late supreme leader in Tehran ahead of his burial next week. The coffin of Ali Khamenei is on display at the Grand Musalla Mosque, along with family members killed with him at the start of the US-Israel war. Interpol says it's searching for a Ukrainian woman suspected of planting a bomb which injured 3 people in Monaco on Monday. Prosecutors say the suspect detonated the device by remote control and didn't act alone. BBC News.